The 2 p.m. Franklin County Commissioners Court workshop for Monday, March 10th, 2025 begins here.
This is just a workshop. We've already prayed and cleansed and everything else, so we're just kind of cleaning up where we're at. All right, Marla, what do you want to talk to you about first?
Well, the only thing we need to talk about first is the tax abatement from this morning. In order for that to be good as gold, you have to have a public hearing, and we did not. On either one that we passed.
So we just need to put it back on the agenda then. This is how it expired.
And it's up every 2 years, whether we want it to be or not. There's no way you can not have it an expiration date. It expires in 2 years. And it must have the agreement and the support and the vote from 3/4 of the court in order to pass.
The guideline, right?
Yes. And once you do that, you should really think about doing a reinvestment zone as well, so that you have all that in place if someone ever does come. Because there again, you have to have a public hearing. Basically, what it says is 312.002C. The guidelines and criteria adopted under this section are effective for 2 years from the date adopted. During that period, the guidelines and criteria may be amended or repealed only by a vote of 3/4 of the members of the governing body. Before the governing body of a taxing unit may adopt, amend, repeal, or reauthorize any guidelines and criteria, it must hold a public hearing regarding the proposed adoption, amendment, repeal, or reauthorization, at which members of the public are given the opportunity to be heard. If we maintain a website, it shall be posted on the website, along with the application and any other agreements that are adopted thereof. You can also include a requirement that an application or request for a tax abatement that's submitted to the county under this chapter could be accompanied by a reasonable application fee not to exceed $1,000. And if you do a reinvestment zone, the reinvestment zone expires after 5 years.
Okay, I'm gonna play the this one here. Explain to me the reinvestment zone versus the tax abatement.
The reinvestment zone is the zone that you set forth in order for them to even apply for a tax abatement.
Okay. Do we have any of those in our county at this point in time?
I couldn't tell you. As far as I'm aware, no.
It said designated reinvestment zone. The city or county governing body may designate it. So that just means we don't have to have it. And then provide notice of public hearing before a public hearing may be conducted. A city or county governing must provide a 7-day notice in a newspaper. And the general circulation of the city and county which are here.
That's for the reinvestment zone, not for the guidelines and criteria.
So,
but why would you want to have an abatement policy without any reinvestment zone? Because then that means anyone can walk in the door for any piece of property in this entire county and ask for a tax abatement.
And either way, though, we're not bound to have to.
You're not bound by law, no.
To have a tax abatement. That's kind of weird. You don't have to do a tax abatement, but if you do, you got to have a public hearing to get it done.
Yeah, and you have to have a policy in place, a policy and a reinvestment zone.
So our previous two...
Just to clarify that, your previous two are not valid.
Null and void, so we just need to start over.
Yes.
Right?
Or not have one. I mean, if we're not going to get a tax abatement, there's no reason to even have one.
No dog in the mouth.
Apparently, nobody wants to... There's very few taxes in this thing like that we'd want to get one for. I guess the last one was Lowe's.
I didn't find anything that talked about in the
If somebody were to walk in that you really want?
Oh, no, no. We can't be picking and choosing. We either gonna have industry or not. But if you don't like something, then there's somebody else that like the other thing. So who are we gonna listen to? I mean,
well,
really truly.
I'm just saying that if you don't have one now, but somebody comes along and says, you know, do you have one? At that point, you can start the process and get it done.
Yeah. But you're always gonna have negative on anything you do. You're gonna find negative, and they're gonna come up here and we're really gonna listen to a few, or we're gonna not listen to the majority. And that's what kind of gets me is, you know, well, we don't like solar, we don't like lithium, we don't like this. Wait a minute. General Motors is gonna bring a plant in here and build cars. Oh, look, you're gonna have four or five companies screaming about that? I mean, we're gonna have negativity about anything we do here. And I have already figured that out. There's a lot of people that do not want Mount Vernon and Franklin County to change. They don't want it.
Well, that's behind the
times. And that's fine. Huh?
I think that's behind the times. We need to look for things that's going to bring money into our county and offer jobs. That's the problem.
I hate to say it, this one kind of shows if you don't have real property, you ain't got, I mean, that's really what you got to have to entice.
True. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there describes.
I don't want that.
It's going to be the downtrodden place that needs to have a facelift. It describes that reinvestment property in there.
Yeah. But
I'm going to disagree with what you said about the fact that we won't have it. There's never going to be a vote around here for a tax abatement. If the right thing comes along, there will be. I think people will, the court would vote for one. I mean, we can have an argument about each
time. Yeah, until about 25 people come for screaming with pitchforks in their hands, just like they do. And then they're going to say, oh, no,
let's go. No, I mean, the other part, though, Judge, if you have somebody show up, they support. If you have somebody shows up in court, they start supporting everything. The time I've been in this court, I haven't seen a whole lot of people come up and support any industry come here. No, I'm talking about people, the actual taxpayers come up and say, we're all for this. We've had this conversation. So we're supposed to just sit there and just get the back of the hand of the people that do come up and express dissent over it. I mean, if everybody comes up to us and says, hey, well, I'm all for this, let's do this, and the GM factory comes along, and people go, wait, we're fixing to get a huge amount of money into our county because of this, and it's going to create 300 jobs. I think there might be people in this county who go, I'm all for it.
Oh, they're going to be.
You're making an argument right now about what we did in the last 2 years.
The problem is, the people are always forced. No. They never say anything. It's just the ones that are mad and be negative about it.
Well, who do you have this support model thing we've been having?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just telling you. I've listened
well, you don't
to
know?
People. I'm telling you. I'm just listening to people all over the place and all I hear lately on Facebook and everything.
Well, let's stop the Facebook.
So are we interested in moving forward with this? Or are y'all?
Yeah, I think we should. I do. I think
we're you just said a while ago, we just need to get rid of
that. No, if we're not going to have industry, we need to get rid of it. But I want industry to come over here. I do. Y'all know how I feel about that.
Yeah, but we have guidelines. I mean, they give us a criteria of what they're supposed to meet with. I mean, you know, they got to create so many jobs for us and all that.
Sure.
And we got criteria that we can look at to decide whether we do that or not. And that's what we look at. And, you know, we haven't had a company or a corporation come in here since
Lowe's.
Well, I know Lowe's is the last one.
Lowe's is the last one.
That actually benefited with jobs.
We've had Lowe's and solar since I've been.
And Lowe's didn't say a word to anybody because they said if one word leaked out, it was going to belong to you. But they didn't say a word. Because they knew that there's always negativity and they didn't want any negative about anything when that happened in 1993, 94. So. No, I do. I agree. We need to have a tax abatement. We need to have a reinvestment zone. I don't know how to do the reinvestment zone, but we'll work on it and try to get.
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple, but I mean, we'll look at the actual guidelines and the law based on what you want to do and go from there. And I don't really know how that works either, but we can figure that part of it out. But the two passes that we've made on the tax abatement are null and void.
And you know, going back, I heard a statement this morning. They don't want industry here because it's going to suck water out of the lake, and I don't want my lake to get low. Well, that's where we built the lake, you know, for water use for everybody. So, It is irritating. No, I just, you know, just, it is frustrating. But no, I'm for doing it. I want to do it correctly. I want to do it right. I want to do it legal. And I think we do need a reinvestment zone. I don't know how to do it, but we'll figure it out.
Well, that part we can figure out. The first part is to pass the guidelines and criteria that we didn't have that expired in December.
Yeah.
And it must be adopted every 10 years. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about those.
What else do we have?
I think Mr. Newsom probably has some ball field information for us.
Do. Met with Baseball Association and 2D Sport Thursday night. 2D's still going to try to do their part. They're coming up Wednesday and Friday to work on fields to get them ready where they can play this weekend. Weather permitting. But there's some stuff in the concession stand that they were wanting to address with some upright coolers, which I talked to the association after I talked to you, and they're getting a hold of Coca-Cola to see if they will donate the upright coolers as long as they have Coca-Cola products in there.
Products in there.
So haven't heard back on that. And still waiting on Rodney to give me a, went out there, they plugged the oxygenator machine in Thursday night, went out there Friday, it's full.
Oh, well, that's good. Maybe it'll work for a while.
Yeah, like I said, it's 13 years old, so Rodney's.
What does a new one cost?
He's working on a quote. Okay. He hasn't got back to me, but anyway, I forgot what that one cost. It was around $5,000, we bought that one.
Okay.
But.
Because I know it's getting to the point where we're going to need to replace that. Those are the kinds of things we need to start making lists on and prioritize as to what we need to purchase.
So, but. They're going to see how the fall or the spring goes and reevaluate with the baseball and everybody in August and see how it's working out and going from there.
2D will?
Mm-hmm.
So how are we going to do the electrical and that? Because obviously the baseball association going to pay for it and they're going to reimburse them?
That's what I suggested them to do since they're paying it anyway. I said to the baseball that they would have to get reimbursed from 2D.
Okay, I wasn't sure how y'all wanted to work that.
I'm only one person saying this, so, but anyway, that's what I sort of would think they would have to, if the league's paying the electric bill, that they would reimburse the league for the electric.
Okay, so we'll have Chance start collecting that bill because they'll have a tournament two weekends of this month. 2D little, and so then they can play us and then they can build 2D.
Just so
they
know what it is, because
yes.
I mean, we start the 24th, but you'll know, I mean, lights are on during the week during practice, but the peak of it will be this
will
weekend.
Will be in, yes, for
this month.
Okay.
We got four weather fix. Let's see what's on good.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't even bad. I was quite impressed.
I noticed it wasn't leaking also. I looked on the credit, so.
Y'all didn't hear me holler.
But that was
I love them so much.
As long as we get the new guy to speed up a little bit. I told him. But I'm going to give him a little bit of time.
They say a lot at one time, so maybe once he gets going, it'll probably get a little easier.
It is almost the middle of March, so y'all be thinking about your budget. Working on your budget a little bit, what you want. Some of y'all gonna have a new building, so y'all new furniture maybe.
Melissa's mom, she says she's not
taking it. Right.
You might be over for another year. Depends on what's
going to take. No, they're gonna expedite the router. I just got off the phone with Jessica. They called, so DMV will probably be ready to move at the end of March.
So April 1st,
yeah. Yeah.
This is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Looks real good.
It's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm.
I haven't been out there in a week or so.
It's pretty. It's nice.
Yeah.
I talked to Hess Furniture a while ago, and he's hoping to pick up the stove Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay, and then they're going to install it.
Yeah, it'll probably be next week, but
that's fine.
That's what he's hoping, that they can get it picked up Wednesday or Thursday.
cleanup week. Do we want to do the exact same week? Less, more?
What did you say?
I think we need to go to that next Saturday, because theirs is just Friday to Friday, isn't it?
That way we'll have two Saturdays.
That way we'll have two Saturdays.
That's up to y'all. I just wasn't sure what you wanted to do.
And I'll help Ricky, or maybe, you know, we'll have him if he needs to be off, or I know we'll have to run it that Monday.
April 4th to the 12th?
Yes. And we'll need to put that on the next agenda, Ms. Beth.
Did you get that?
In the March, we will be, the next agenda will also be putting on there for the bank depository, as well as new phones and internet service and alarm service. It's our 3-year re-up. So all the offices need to be thinking about how many phones they have versus how many phones they may need.
That's for everybody's
phones,
even out there.
Oh, I'm not at all surprised. I'm surprised it's taking this long. Yeah, if you're going to pay for it, we'll be more happy to benefit from it.
Phones, that's for everybody, Sheriff's Department, library.
That's going to be the entire county that has phone service, besides the precincts.
And we're just going to go back out for our bids, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go back out for proposals, because we're going to have some additions. You want to catch them up on the generator, or have we talked that to death? That bathroom was chilly. You didn't want to stay long.
The city's going to be here tomorrow to help. We got geothermal people to come out and show us. We should have done that the first time, but I didn't know that they would. I stopped them the first time, and they snuck out there on me, and we were able to get one of them.
Are we going to have to get that purge truck back?
Uh-huh.
That's
going to
take a long time, too.
Thank
goodness it's going to warm up.
Y'all will probably be in a new building for y'all.
Thank
goodness
it's going to warm up. Exactly.
Do
we need a cover for that hole?
It's going to get bigger tomorrow, because they're going to cut some more concrete. They didn't go far enough back, so might as well just wait, because we're going to fill dirt and then concrete it back and everything, so.
I'm having a
tarp
or something.
No, they walk on the tarpets. I know that Winsburg's in Mount Vernon be having their prom, but I don't know when that is. First of May.
Usually in
May,
April,
early
May.
Yeah, maybe we'll be done with that.
Hush, I hope it's done before then. We might all burn up or freeze to death.
When's Paul's open? But, you know,
I think they're doing their, the city is approving it tonight. And then they will probably open shortly thereafter. That's going to be March 11th.
That's what I thought it
was. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, probably the same, be sometime in March. So the last 2 weeks. That's all I hear. Two more weeks. Just 2 more weeks.
Well, you didn't say 2 weeks, you said March.
I think.
He said March 11th, is what he said in the last meeting.
Yeah, he's
still there. Friday?
Yeah, he was walking a little. As soon as I parade it, I forgot. What else did you do?
I give all you guys your property insurance renewals. It went up, not the premium, the valuations went up about $4.5 million. So I don't know if you want to make changes, or you definitely need to look over your mobile equipment. Make sure that all of your mobile equipment that you want covered is there. I had a couple of questions, and this will probably be an insurance call. I'm not exactly sure why we have the baseball complex site improvements at $1.066 million. I don't know. I need to find out.
Baseball?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have the concession stand on there, but we also have 1.06 million in sod improvements.
Charlie put those covers on the, field there. I thought, I know we've done there.
And then the storage buildings on Main Street, which is behind the annex, East Annex. I'm sorry, we have two now.
Oh, yeah, the little building built out there.
One of them is $149,000, the other one's $86,000. I wasn't sure if they were worth 10.
That's high.
So I didn't know if y'all wanted to keep those on there.
Well, I got my shop built for $20,000.
The courthouse.
That's about all that other near, it don't even have electricity to it, did it? Well, did we find it?
Yes, we got electricity to the new one, to the new storage. But it's on there for $30,000. The rest of the other two are just, I don't really know what their thoughts are, but anyway.
I don't know what's in them.
And the biggest increase was to the courthouse. It went up about $4 million, over 4.4.
That's what I was saying, everybody.
It was worth 11, now it's at 15 million, not thousand. And that's historical value. That's one, I think that's the only one that is still under historical value, as opposed to just replacement costs.
That wind, we was trying to do a mediation the other day, and the wind blowing so hard, it was whistling so loud you couldn't hear.
Oh, in your office? I'm not in the office, bro.
Hey, what's up? Speaking.
Probably not.
Yes, I guess you're ready to get them moved somewhere else, aren't you?
I'm sorry?
The 4-H people, the ag, you probably use that back there, couldn't you? I was gonna, you know, she started asking for my kids, well, I'm like, that's.
Well, I was gonna kinda ask if anybody's talked to Paul or anything about that other building.
Yeah, I actually talked to him while I was at court. He's talking with their treasurer, and they're trying to get the paperwork squared away, what all they gotta do, being a nonprofit, to get it back to us, so. The only holdup right now is the fact that they've got some of those kennels in there, so they can maybe get somebody to move it, if we have to fast track it, whatever, so. That's one thing that's gotta come out, but that's.
You got the what in there, the.
Still got some kennels. Still got some of those kennels left, but.
I feel sorry, I've got a trailer and a pickup. Sitting here listening to the 4-H bill this morning, I think we need to move them where they have their own building.
I agree. And that is, so he was gonna call their treasurer today to find out, make sure they get all their paperwork in order to get the thing back to us, see what we have to do, and what they have to do, so. He definitely said he'd do it, accommodate as quickly as he can. And I'm thinking that was extra, kennels and stuff, if they load, we load them up, tell him, probably just, I'll take them back up to the other Paul's place and just throw them somewhere there.
When's our building?
I was just bringing it up.
How long is this?
What's your first complete thing? You're the new guy.
I mean, I guess it all depends if, I mean.
We have guests now, so we can question her about elections, so.
I know the parking is small. I've heard a lot of complaints about parking. And then the workers, the poll workers have to park across the street, and someone will come back for them at night. And then if there's an overflow, then they park at the library and they have to cross the road, even voters. So that's a safety issue, but I don't know how much of the property there is in the back. Could there be more parking if y'all wanted to keep the Winsboro building?
I think there's more park, because Daryl said there's more parking in the back, but right now it's just taking all grass. That's from what I see.
Grass, something back there, you know.
How big a lot is that? It's not that big, is it?
Back looks pretty big. I don't know where the property line is on it, but the back of it looks, look like they're more.
I'll go look real quick.
More in the back than there is in the front.
Because in the front, there's a handicap parking spot, there's a bigger space, and maybe two more parking on the side. But with voting, I have to have the handicap itself, two curbside parking that are not connected to handicap or designated within a handicap spot. That's what that takes, yeah, there, it takes 3 to 5.
Barbara can kind of look at it and see, because I'm kind of thinking like, yeah, if we go there and put that regrind or whatever all the way around the building, not even have nothing down there to mow, just put all that, we're calling it parking. go back to using it instead of, because I know the church kind of threw a fit or had some issues up there last year.
It's been kind of on and off.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, that's the only piece of property we got down there, so.
So it sounds like that'll have to sell it.
Just afraid if you do, then what are they going to do if the church comes up and says, no, y'all can't do it here no more?
And we were talking about people voting in different precincts, you know, if that goes through, I mean, how are you going to do that at the church, you know, that'd be really, it would be a, to me, it'd be more of an overflow there than it would the little building. I mean, it worked with the little building.
Or we could just drive the party, but.
Well, with countywide, you drop down for the first year 60% of your commissioner precincts, and then it would be 50%. So we wouldn't even have to have that many polling locations.
That's what I'm saying. I can do a party.
Less workers.
You gotta have one of the main drags, that's for sure. There's people coming in late with the vote. And that's the main road. One of the main roads. And that's pretty much the whole, what I heard about it when I started that was people trying to make it in back into the county to vote, and they couldn't make it all the way to where they needed to be.
Mm-hmm. There is absolutely no excuse for anybody not to vote when you do it 2 weeks before the election. Mm-hmm. There's no excuses. Parents, what do you got? Anything? You need anything? Ellen?
I just came for the fun.
Yeah.
I know.
You should have brought home.
Actually, I was worried about the building. The last time I went, I couldn't get in because it was so mud. I saw they had poured the concrete.
Put a TV in today.
Pardon? Oh, good.
I was supposed to.
Not very much.
I want a TV, Judge.
There I am.
Why did I get a TV?
The countertop, there. Oh, they are?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
Okay. What did they say?
The countertops are in.
Yo, they look good.
I'm finally going to have a really nice.
They're measuring for the glass.
How are you doing?
I've been in the closet, you know, for years. I've been in the closet for 20 years. Yeah,
they were paying your tickets in the courtroom.
Oh, perfect. That was good.
You might think they're going back to the street.
At least until this other bus happened or something.
Because that's all the part.
I guess you go just.
There's going to be coming out of the dead end to come in as well. You can run the drive.
And precinct 3 and 4 both got enough regrind that they can put that in your
apartment. You volunteered it.
Yeah, I sure did. I think so. We're going to have a lot of regrind over
there. Okay, I'll haul mine down in the pickup truck.
What about the internet?
We use those Wi-Fi hotspots. And they've been working okay. Just depends on where we
put it.
Down there though?
In the building? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Betty was down there when we first got those hotspots. We were walking all around. Nope.
The hotspots have improved since those first ones that we had.
The same thing could have, I would think, but I'm not for sure. I'd have to get with them and see if they had the wireless stuff. You could set up there. Or we could put in there. I don't know. If they do the fire station for free, maybe they'd do that one.
I doubt it.
Oh, no, they wouldn't do that for free. Not for county government.
Max, you got anything?
I think that the fire guys are probably wanting to discuss the $200,000 with you guys as to how you want to disperse those monies.
What, $200,000?
That's the...
We put in the budget for them.
There's all, I saw on the agenda, so we just have a...
Oh, it's always gonna be on the workshop agenda, we're just gonna keep it on there.
My deal is, and see if I'm right, if they need something, they go out and buy it, bring your receipt, reimburse them?
Either way, or they can, I can issue the purchase orders and they can bill the county directly. But really, I think what they're wanting to know is how you're going to split it.
What Joe's idea? I think Jim mentioned it the other day.
I don't know, I'm lost.
I think both of them thought just split it equally amongst the four departments.
Y'all know more of what each other needs than we do.
If y'all all agreed to that, that's good enough for me.
That's what we need to use.
If each department needed to write a grant or something, I mean, that could be some money to, for their grant part.
Don't everybody spend your funds.
Yeah, don't everybody spend your funds. That's way too easy. We gotta make it a little more difficult.
Well, the only recommendation I have is I would much rather them order it and us pay for it up to the $50,000, if that's okay with you guys, that each one of them get the $50,000 each. And then they can bring me invoices if they need purchase orders. I'll be happy to, we'll be happy to issue those and we'll be mailed a chance. But anyway, then we can do that for each department up to the $50,000. And it's in the budget, so how it's dispersed really is not a matter of court approval.
Does that sound good to firefighters? That idea right there, that we'll disperse it equally, 50, I mean, 50 all the way across each department, whatever, but you just will send your invoices to us, can y'all do that? We did make that work.
And then you also have extra money for what we actually do for the city each year anyway. I can't remember, I'll have to look, see exactly how much it is, I'll email you and let you know, because you're gonna have some extra money. I write everybody else a check in January, but they had changed it, so we're going to the city reimbursable.
And right now, we got Matt Burnham and North Franklin, South Franklin, Pearly on here, brother. Is that right? No, but that, Chief, does that sound like a good idea to y'all?
I'll be honest with you, I learned that I'm not gonna speak, I have to be careful what I say. They kill all of that, so I don't want to speak for all the departments. Okay. I can only speak for my department.
Okay, would that work for Matt Burnham?
I guess anything's better than nothing, to be honest with you.
I mean, what I'm saying, the idea of having it equally divided between the four departments, but the threshold is $50,000. If you have to send an invoice, right. Can y'all make that work? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just asking, if not Vernon, could we make that work?
We for sure use it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Also, Chief, what about the on-call stuff? You and I never did discuss how you wanted to work that for your guys at the city. Everybody else is, you know, obviously wanting to do it on whatever level they want,
right.
Up to $160. I just need to know how you want to handle yours.
Well, I mean, I always have to give Craig another approval to see that.
You just let me know. I won't give you anything on y'all and I'll hear back from you.
Right, okay.
Everybody else, if you're interested, do I have all of the departments here?
No.
No, you don't have South Franklin, you don't have
Perfect.
Okay. Well, we talked to South Franklin a little while ago. But you're going to need to get W-9s to all of the departments, except for Blake, of course, at this particular time, so that they can get those filled out for their 1099s. If they go above 600, we want to have all of our ducks in a row, so that if they do go above, then we have all the information that we need in order to send them a 1099 in January of next year.
I've already given Jim. Jim picked his up, Jim Emery from North Park. I'm going to order the PCs this afternoon. And then I'll need to talk with you about the software.
Well, currently we use ResponseMaster. We're fixing to switch to another reporting software because it doesn't do the inspections, and we're fixing to slowly integrate an inspection we're going to have. So we'll have a different one, and it's more expensive. The ResponseMaster is all you need. I'm just saying it'd be perfect for what y'all are, what we're basically trying to do.
At this stage in the morning?
At this stage, for sure.
Okay.
ResponseMaster does not offer inspection and documentation, fire service, and things like that that we do in the city. Okay. So that's why we're having to change to a different reporting system.
Gotcha. Well, if I could get the information for ResponseMaster, that'll get us in a small body of effort.
Okay.
I understand, gentlemen, we will begin budget again in June and July. You need to start getting your priority list together and the things that you actually need, like for sure a 5-year plan would be awesome. Because we will start hearings in June. We'll be sending out packets in May, and that when we usually do it in July. Or January of 2026. So y'all don't have a problem with what we talked about, the 50, okay. And then I also have money budgeted for just supplies in general, so we can do that. I think it's, y'all help me, 25,000?
For what?
Just supplies in general.
I thought it was just like, hey, it wasn't that much, was it?
No, it was 20 or 25. I'll look, and if y'all could write your email down for me, that'd be great. And then that way I can email everybody if I need anything. At least somebody email the department.
Thank you.
Mine's all red.
So our budget minimum was 150 and then 200, wasn't it?
I'm sorry.
The budget amendment we did, what, 150,000 and 200,000?
Yes.
So it's $350,000.
It's 350 total.
So 150 was like allocated for the manpower issue, right?
125. So it's 25,000, I think, was left for supplies. So that will be split equally as well.
Fire marshal's office, so I get $1,500 off the top of each one of them.
But look at that.
See how that turned, right?
Jordan here.
Ricky's not here, but what kind of problems they had with her? Well, it affected your office too. What was he having, air conditioning problems?
It was a breaker or something. They had to replace, the way I understood. But that side where I'm at is a mess anyways.
Because when the generator comes on, half the lights don't work in those offices over there. Either that or electrical plugs don't.
And you said one side was the generator.
Yeah.
The registration doesn't work.
Welcome to our world.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, sir.
Well, you're fixing to be a better world.
We are.
Yes, y'all are. Anything else I can think of? I want to talk about. Did everybody get their cybersecurity stuff done?
That is such a boring training every year.
I'm at 100.
I did too.
Very good.
have the answers from last year, they're the same.
Now that's cheating.
Cheat to win.
Commissioner Smith, do you want to update them on your disaster on precinct four? Your tornado?
No, there's not much to tell.
Okay, I didn't know if you heard back from the adjuster or anything. I've not heard of it.
They got the school, the fire department, all got it all demoed over Friday, Thursday and Friday.
They got what?
The school.
Demoed?
On the roof?
No.
Oh, okay.
I thought you turned something.
You had tore down the whole building.
No, they demoed all the stuff that was damaged. They had to demolish all the stuff that was damaged. So they did that and got it tarped up good and tight, and they're doing some water mitigation issues inside, and for the somewhat where there are going to be some asbestos issues, black molds, so it's going to probably, we're looking, they got to the day probably 3 months before they get back up and running, so. But the adjuster has not called me back since he was up there Thursday. But the company.
Haven't heard from him either.
The company out of Dallas that's doing did the emergency response to get the roof taken care of, has somebody come out there every day and check the equipment inside the building for drying purposes. And they'll be sending us a quote probably what it would do, what it would take to fix the whole thing too, so. But once the adjuster, we haven't heard anything else from the adjuster since.
Did we have insurance on all those buildings up there?
Everything but the house.
Even the old school we had?
At the old school is what it was.
The old school.
Fire department.
Well, I know that that's the fire department.
That's where we have the sheriff's office has the communication equipment.
There's a garage attached to the old school, that's where the fire trucks are. And our building's got some torn up stuff on the roof, some leaks, but we dodged a bullet. The only thing that didn't dodge the stuff was all four of our vehicles.
Who's going to pay for that? Is our insurance covered that?
No.
Really?
She tried. Practically, I know.
We tried, it was pretty much, are you crazy?
I called and asked again and got nowhere.
But there's a lot of people, a lot worse shape than what we are with our vehicles, for sure. There's a couple houses got tore pretty bad, so.
Church?
And like I said, New Hope Church is one of them, but it was not something I'm thinking any of my team or myself want to go through again, so it's pretty air raising.
Which I know y'all didn't have nowhere to go, but in that building wasn't not a good place.
Well, we were in between the office and the storage room. The roof on ours was kind of doing a little bit of this right here, so everybody was getting ready to just hit the deck. We didn't have much else to do, so. But just obviously, I'll brag with my guys. As soon as it was over, they responded out into the rest of the community, not to mention everybody else was, 1, 2, and 3 were very helpful to come to our aid that day too, so I appreciate it. It was a great cooperative effort in the fire departments. And we were doing the best we could to get all these dang highways open after that. We had a couple of different places that had apparatus waiting for us to go get the double oak trees out the road, so. But fortunately, I think the only medical issue we had that I heard of was a bedridden lady down in Timberline somewhere, but she was okay, so. And then anyway, well, at least that I know of got hurt.
That's exactly right. Things and stuff can be replaced.
I don't guess anybody all the way across there. Well, I know that Bob Sam, what's that park over where it got hit?
National Weather Service came out on, I think it was Thursday. Keith and Doyle saw the guy at our shop. They posted the next day on Channel 7. It started around the Winsboro Fishing and Hunt Club and tracked 18 miles. So top winds about, they said, guessed about 105 minute EF1. So somewhere six spring. I'm glad it's spring time to really go. Yeah. Well, we had two of them in a row, so we were hoping this year was going to be the.
Yeah,
all my guys want to transfer.
It's not that I blame them. After 2 years.
Thank you, Martha.
Only thing, we just need to be pushing to get this building finished. That's the only request I have.
I don't know what else to do.
Keep pushing to get this building finished. But this is 3 years, and we need to be moving forward with something new, or nothing at all.
Do we need to maybe have somebody meet every day with Bob, something like that?
I just need to be done.
Y'all have your parking lot scheduled the rest of it yet?
I would plan on it.
The parking lot's full of... Like I told this car.
It's water right now, but...
July or August?
July or August, I said, no, that's murky.
We go out there and meet, but it's mud right now, I said, I realize that.
That back, back there where they're talking about, I had to take that tree down, it's standing in water like this right now.
Okay.
And I mean, we was up there, we get the back open, and then skids here stuck, start with, so I know we're not gonna get back.
That part about it, June or July, we get stuck back here. It's wet all the time.
We're gonna redo a ditch in there for you too. Take that water somewhere else and sit right there in there.
Oh, you wanna hear it? And your water out like I said. No, we're not.
No, you do, it's so wet.
Yeah. I got a thing. I'm glad you got a closet.
You know, all runs right over there.
I need to tell you about the ditch up there.
Don't tell me that.
And you know, I just...